Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, song. Goes like this.
Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to early Sunday morning prayer. Amen. While we are interceding for our nation, we are interceding for our family, we are interceding for our brothers and sisters in Christ, we are interceding for our leaders on this morning. You are listening to Praise Is What I Do by William Murphy. How many want to praise God this morning? Hallelujah. In spite of what you're going through, in spite of what you don't see or what you do see, in spite of what the doctors say, glory to God, in spite of what somebody else says about your life, how many know that we're going to decree and we're going to declare this morning? Amen. We want to read into your hearing. Amen. And then we're going to get right on into prayer. We want you to turn quickly to James. Glory to God. See, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's how we elevate our faith. That's how we activate our faith, by hearing the word of God. You can't hear what the naysayers say. You can't hear what the haters and the perpetrators say, but you got to hear what thus say the Lord. Amen. James 5, and we're going to read into your hearing verses 13, glory to God, through 18. Amen. And it says, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. If you have an affliction this morning, we want to pray. It says, is any merry? Let him sing psalms. We've already sung, you're no Messiah. Already heard William Murphy sing Praise Is What I Do. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Well, I am an elder. Amen. And let them pray over him. I don't have no oil to anoint you in the physical because I'm not near you. But if you have any oil in your home, get that oil and we're going to pray over it. And once we pray over it, it becomes holy. It becomes sanctified and set aside for the master's use. Anointing him so you can anoint yourself this morning with oil in the name of the Lord. And guess what else it says? Verse 15 says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, the Bible said they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another. We ought to confess to one another our little pet peeves and the little things that we haven't really overcome yet. And pray for one, and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The Bible also says in that same verse, the effectual, what you mean, Sister Benoit, the effectual, meaning this going to affect every area of your life when we touch and agree, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. See, you have to be righteous to petition heaven. You have to be righteous to hear from heaven. Yes, he reigned on the just as well as the unjust. But guess what? He said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And this is to encourage you, these last two verses. Say, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed, glory to God. How many know that prayer changed things? And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. 3.5 years, it did not rain. Why? Because the Lord heard Elijah's prayer. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain. And the earth brought forth her fruit. Lord God, we bombard heaven this morning. Hallelujah, because we want God to be glorified in our situations. Glory to God. You said if any sick, if any afflicted, you can pray for yourself, or you can call the elders. Glory to God. You have any oil in your home, we're going to pray over that oil right now in the name of Jesus. God, anybody on this line that has some oil in their home, Ah, God, after we pray over it, it's going to be sanctified. It's going to become holy. It's going to become blessed. And that you can use that oil for every situation. But you got to believe. You got to elevate your faith this morning. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for those, glory, that are afflicted this morning, those that are sick this morning. God, we want them to anoint themselves this morning and believe and trust, God, that your word said, where there's two or three touching and agreeing on any one thing, Lord, you said you would be in the midst. You have already encouraged us this morning that the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous, it availeth much. We come against everything that's not like you this morning. God, if we said or done anything that wasn't pleasing, God, we asking for forgiveness this morning. God, we don't want to come before your throne with nothing nasty, with nothing ugly or cruel, with nothing mean, with nothing that is outside of your will for our life, God. So we asking you to purge us this morning, creating us a clean heart this morning, renew a right spirit within us, God. Purge us with hyssop, where we'll become white as snow, where we'll be able to teach and preach this gospel, God, and not be ashamed and not feel condemned. Glory to God. We thank you this morning for those that are tuning in this morning. We thank you, Lord God, first of all, for being God all by yourself, God. We thank you for being sovereign. We thank you, Lord God, because you are a healer. We thank you because you're a way maker. We thank you because you're a provider. We thank you because you're a heart fixer and a heart mind regulator this morning. Oh, God, we thank you because you are the creator. You created us in the likeness, in the image of your dear son. That's why we love you this morning. That's why we're lifting you up this morning. That's why we're coming before you and asking you, Lord God. We're interceding this morning on behalf of this nation, God. Oh, God, we know that decency is in the street. Glory to God, children don't have any respect for their elders or their parents. Oh, but God, we asking you to restore order in our homes today. Restore order in the house of worship today, God. Restore order, God, among your leaders this morning. Starting at the White House, God. God, we asking you to cover our president this morning. Cover the first family this morning. All those that are in government, God. Every official, God. Those that are in Congress. Our representatives, our senators, God. We bring them before you this morning. And even those that write, you know, that write these laws, God. You know who they are, God. Oh, God, we asking you to have mercy upon them, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Asking you, Lord God, to remember our leaders this morning. Remember all of the pastors, hallelujah, that are shepherding your flock this morning, God. Oh, God, oh, God, let them do it with a humble spirit. Let them do it with love and compassion, because you said in your word, with love and kindness, have you drawn us, God. Oh, Lord, don't let them, hallelujah, don't let them mistreat the sheep, God. Oh, but let them love them, God. Let them, hallelujah, preach and teach this word without compromising this gospel, God. In the name of Jesus. God, remember their families this morning. Oh, God, and we bring our children before you this morning. We bring those that are rebellious. We bring those hard-headed, stiff-necked, don't want to listen, boys and girls to you this morning, God. We asking you to cover them with your blood, God. Bless them as they're in school, God. As they catch the school buses and staying at the bus stops, God. We asking you to let your blood cover them, God. The word, God, that their mothers and their fathers pray over them, God. Let that word penetrate, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, remember our mother. mothers and our fathers, God. Oh, God, give them, God, the perseverance, God. Give them the wisdom and the knowledge, hallelujah, how to deal with them. Oh, yeah, the Shia, hallelujah, realizing that one day they were a child, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, we need you this morning. We need a touch from you, God. We asking you to bless those that's on the West Coast. God, those on the East Coast, the North and the South, God, bless them this morning. All those that make a sacrifice to come on this radio broadcast, every speaker, God, God, every listener, every caller, everyone that goes into the archives and listen to these messages, God, let it prick somebody, heart, God, let it encourage somebody, let it empower somebody, give them hope, God, to let them know that there's nothing too difficult for you, God, you're God all by yourself, there's nothing too hard for you to do. Oh, God, give us a mind this morning to think on the things of others more highly than we do ourselves. God, I bring Prophet Steele Gordora Glover to you this morning. Oh, God, and I'm asking you to touch her body, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to bless her in every situation, God. Let her know, God, that you are God that will never forget her labors of love. You are God that'll never forsake us. You said when our mothers and our fathers forsake us, you would pick us up this morning. God, pick her up this morning. Touch her where she's at, God. In the name of Jesus, make ways for her, God. Provide for her, God. Open up the floodgates of heaven. We command a financial blessing in our life, God. We command a financial blessing in our life, God. Remember how she has sown into the hearts of your people, how she has sown seeds and have blessed your people, God. Oh, God, you said in the day of adversity, you would never forget us, God. Remember Minister Billy Burns, God. Continue to touch her body. Bring quick healing, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember her husband, Elder Burns, this morning. Oh, God, remember the sick and the shut-in this morning. Remember those, God, are breathing this morning. Those that have lost loved ones this week, God. We're asking you to comfort them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Go into the prisons this morning, God. Oh, God, I have a sister there, God. Oh, and the report has been good all this year, God. Oh, but we're waiting, God. We're waiting for that day. God, when the prison doors open, touch Danielle right now, God. Let her know, God, that you have been the one that have kept her these 21 years. Let her know, God, to not get weary yet. Because you're going to bring her on up out of there, God. And she's going to be a great witness for you, God. Oh, yes, she will. She won't be able to go back to business as usual. Because you have a calling on her life. She's marked, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember those women that's in prison all over this nation, God. Comfort them, God. Remember their families, God. Oh, God, and my son, God. Don't forget about Jamal this morning, God. Oh, God, send your angels, God, to minister to him right now, God. Let him know that word that I've embedded in his heart, God, the training that I gave him, God, you said to train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they get old, they won't depart. Well, God, he's 37 years old. He's getting old, God. It's time for that word to spring up in him like a river of waters, God. Oh, God, river of waters, God. Let it come out his belly where he'll be able, hallelujah, to recognize that you have set him. him aside. Oh, I'm standing on that promise, because you said my children would be blessed. You promised us in Acts 1:8 that this promise is to our children and our children's children. Oh, and to as many as the Lord thy God should call. God, remember my mother this morning. Continue to deal with her, God. Touch her heart, God. Remember my children, God, and my grandchildren, God. Remember my siblings, God. Oh, God, remember Sister Renita, God. Sister Ruby, God. Oh, Pastor Miracle and all those that work with me. Pastor Gloria, God. Prophet Michael Davis, God. Oh, remember this morning, God. Oh, God, we bless you this morning. Oh, God, we thank you for being God. Oh, we thank you for being a great God. Because you're great and you're greatly to be praised. We find no fault in you, God. God, remember all those that are laboring in the gospel, God. Yeah, no more shy. Saturate their hearts this morning, God. God, and all those that you have a special calling on their life, God. You know, no more shy. In this season, God, let them get busy, God. Let them get busy, God, listening to the voice of you, God. Yeah, you're no more shy. You send sheep, they know my voice, and a stranger, they will not follow. Don't let us be deceived in this season, God. For you said, be not deceived. Big, for God is not mocked. Whatever man sow, that will he also reap, God. This is seed time. This is harvest, God. We're looking for laborers. We're looking for people that's not ashamed to proclaim this gospel everywhere that they go. We declare the decree this morning that we will rise and be the sons and daughters that you have called us to be, the sons and daughters that you have preordained before the foundation of the world. When we was in our mother's womb, you already knew what was preordained for our life, God. You know our beginning and you know our end, God. Give us a heart, God, to pursue, to chase after you, God. Give us a heart, God, hallelujah, to put you at the top of our list, to put you as the head of our life. For you are the author and the finisher of my faith. I'm asking you, Lord God, to bless my sisters and brothers. Oh, Lord, let them put nothing before you, God. In the name of Jesus, open up our understanding today, God. Give us a heart to forgive. Give us a heart to forgive, God. Heart to forgive, God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you this morning, God. God, we thank you for your miracle working power. God, remember our teenagers, God. God, remember this morning. Remember the teachers that teach our children, God. We asking you for a special grace for them, God. The doctors, Lord God. The attorneys, God. Yeah, no Messiah. The firemen and the policemen. Our military, our armed forces, God. Oh, God, they all are in the palm of your hand. We thank you, God. God, because you're sovereign. You're sovereign, God. God, you know everything, God. You are omnipotent. You're omniscient. You're not present. We thank you, God, because you never failed us yet. Give us a mind, God, to continue to look to the hills from whence cometh our help. Remember Sister Arlene, God. Remember our daughter, God. Oh, God, bless all those that support this broadcast, God. Oh, God, and as we come up on a 3-year anniversary, God, God, we want you to do something. Do something. something, God, to make us know. Confirm your word in our spirit, God, that you never forsake us. You'll never, hallelujah, think of something that is good and not include us, God. Oh, we bless you this morning. Remember, hallelujah, Prophet Michael Lewis and his family, God. Oh, remember my niece, Glenisha, in California, God. Oh, my nieces and my nephews. Oh, but especially Glenisha, God. Ah, that she was one that you gave me, God. Help her to know, hallelujah, what her calling is, God. Help her to seek you, God. More diligently, God. Oh, God, remember my granddaughters and my great-grandbabies this morning, God. Oh, God, remember Pastor R.C. Blake's. Hallelujah, Pastor Samuel Blake's, Mother Lois Blake's. Remember their wives and their children, God, and their grandchildren this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We give you the glory this morning. Continue to touch Sister Ruby Larry, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Comfort her, God. Yes, Lord, she's still in the grieving process, God. Oh, but God, you're a healer. You heal me, God. You allow me to get through 15 years, God. Hallelujah, and raise those children, God. Now, this latter part of my life, God, I've dedicated it to you. I've dedicated it to serving you, God, more diligently, God. Oh, more diligently, God. Continue to touch my body, God. Speak to my heart, God. Remember Pastor Beatrice Martin this morning in California. It's all about Jesus Ministries. Remember Evangelist Tear Locks. Remember Prophetess Cheryl Harrison this morning, God. Oh, all those out on the West Coast might just be maybe just getting up to get ready to go to their houses of worship. Give them a word to encourage your people this morning, God. Oh, your people need encouragement. Your people need help this morning. We need healing in our bodies. We need healing in our soul, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Help us to hide this word in our heart, God, that we may not sin against you, God. Oh, help us to hide this word in our heart, God. Remember your elders and your ministers all over this nation. Remember your evangelists this morning, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Give us a thirst, a greater thirst and a greater hunger after your word, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. If there's any sin in our life, God, blot it out, God. Oh, God, make us new creatures in you, God. Oh, God, give us a hunger, God, after your word, God. Help us to get into your word, God. I'm asking everybody on this prayer line this morning, those that may go back and listen, ask the Lord for some prayer time. Ask the Lord for some quiet time. Steal away if you got to go sit in your car and you have to go sit in your car and roll up your windows, turn on your air conditioner for 30 minutes. I'm telling you, this is how you do it. You're not going to waste any gas. And if you all got to replenish that gas, just start setting aside 30 minutes. Even on your lunch break, take you some word with you. You're the Messiah, and go sit in your car. Hallelujah, and get in your word. Read you a chapter a day. If you can read two, read two. And I'm telling you, it'll change things in your life. Hallelujah, atmosphere will change. Your environment will change. Your workplace will change. Oh, yes, God will start dealing with you. Hallelujah. And once you begin to do that, it'll become a discipline. Hallelujah. You'll long for that time, just that quiet time where you can hear from the Lord. We need to hear Oh, there's an Antichrist has already set his throne up, God. You got to know what voice you're listening to. Hallelujah. The Bible says some are going to say to Jesus, Lord, did not preach in your name, did not lay hands on the sick in your name, did not perform miracles in your name. And Jesus going to say, get thee behind me, I never knew you. But he said, because God has given me a name that's above every name, at the name of Jesus, you can command some things. At the name of Jesus, things are apt to change. When you start calling, when you start invoking that name, oh, the atmosphere has to change. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the mediator. We thank you for the precious lamb, oh, that was slain. We thank you for the lamb. Oh, God, we bless you today, Jesus. Oh, we're going to continue on this week. Those of you that can tune in, even if you can't tune in through the week, go back into the archives. Somebody is saying something that will encourage you. Somebody is saying something that will enrich and enlighten your Messiah and empower your life. Somebody is saying something, amen, to let you know that you're not forsaken. You're not forgotten about. Somebody is saying something that you may not know what to say to your children. You may not know how to reach them, but I guarantee if you tap into our archives, if you tap into this line, oh, whenever you can, somebody's going to say something. Oh, these are holy men and women of God that have been deputized, that have been ordained and licensed to minister this word. Oh, God, I bless you today, Jesus, but you don't need a license. You don't need a license. You don't need to be ordained to tell somebody Jesus saved. You don't need a license to go to the hospital and visit somebody. You don't need a license to go to the nursing home. You don't need a license to go down there where the homeless are. You don't need a license to share everywhere you go, at the gas stations, in the grocery stores, in the beauty salons, in the restaurants. Share a word. Get you some cards. God, and this is how you win souls. Get you some cards. And invite them to come to church. Invite them to come to Bible study. Invite them, God, to come. Invite them to come to prayer. God, prayer is the least attended. The least attended service that every church have in their program. That should be the first order of the day. Hallelujah. Bible say men should always pray. That we may not faint, people of God. It's time to go back. It's time to go back. It's time to go back to the altar. Go back where you was first illuminated. Go back when you was crying out to the Lord to fill you up with the Holy Ghost. Oh, we forgot about those days. We forgot about when we were in the pit and we didn't have nobody to call on but Jesus. It's time to call on Jesus, people of God. Some of us are still in pits. Oh, we're still, have unforgiveness in our heart. We're still carrying wounds and offenses against our brothers and our sisters, and we have not released them. Just hear the Lord saying, call about some time for me this week. We're in the 10th month. This is the month when Zion prevailed. This is the month, Moshiach. When birthing, the birthing process is taking place. This year is almost out of here, people of God. Some of us is not going to cross over. Some of us won't make it into the new year. So I'm telling you, it's not too late. Get busy. Get busy. Call up some time for God before this year closes out. Hallelujah. Ask the Lord for direction. Ask him to instruct you. Ask him to lead and guide you. Oh, God, God will show you what to do. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. In Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And lean not unto thine own understanding. He said, but in all thy ways, acknowledge me, and I will direct your paths. We won't hold you this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. It's about 8. It's about 9:36 here in New Orleans. Hallelujah. It's about 7:36 on the West Coast. And it's about 10:36 on the East Coast. I pray that you'll have a blessed day. If you go into the houses of worship, you ought to already be filled up. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Come into his courts with praise. When you walk through that door, hallelujah, somebody should feel the anointing on your life. When you walk through those doors, hallelujah, somebody ought to know that you have spent some time in prayer. Glory to God. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. We were going to cut off this early Sunday morning prayer. You know, you get a little discouraged when you don't see but two or three people. Hallelujah. But God said, well, there's two or three touching and agreeing, I'll be in the midst. So about two Sundays ago, we had to activate this early Sunday morning prayer again. Oh, God, I bless you. I'm in a different time zone now. When I was in California, I could get up at 7 in the morning and then still have time to get ready for church. But here in New Orleans, I decided to start going to 7:30 a.m. service, and sometimes we're not out of there until about 9 or 9:15. Amen. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to start leaving out about 10 minutes to 9, because the preaching have been taken care of, the word have been taught, ministered, amen, and then the offering have done. All we have to do is sit there for announcements. And sometimes the announcements, you need to know that, because you need to know what is going on late in the week. But I'm asking God to just let me get out 10 minutes early, and I'm going into my car, and I'm going to get ready for this early Sunday morning prayer. Ah, God haven't released me. He haven't released me. Some other people he has released, and I don't know, they may have released themselves, I'll say that, but God haven't released me, and I haven't released myself, so therefore I have to be on this line. If you desire to pray with us, I didn't know who was on the line today. I see area code 504, the last four of your numbers 0357. God bless you, caller. Who may I ask who's on the line?
Shalalam.
Who?
Shalalam from New Orleans.
Shalala, God bless you, sweetheart.
Yes,
so man. Good to hear you on the line.
Your
how do I know
friend.
You? Where do
your
I know you from?
Friend. From Facebook.
From Facebook. Well, you send me a little inbox, a shout out, and let me know that you were on the line today, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I hope this word and this prayer have been an encouragement to you. If
so
you need,
horrible. Yes, ma'am, it was. And it was
you have any powerful. Special request? Any special prayer request?
Yes, ma'am. I want prayer for my family. I want prayer for my nephew, because my sister had went to the courthouse October the 8th. They had supposed to release them. That's the second time they supposed to have released them, and they did not release them. Now they're saying all kind of stuff. I really don't know what's really going on. You know, because
okay.
My other nephew, Darnell, he on too. But it's like they say they putting the two brothers together, you know, but they're not in the same house. They're in different
okay.
houses. So they both ain't went to jail for what that is, breaking the entrance when you know, go take stuff out of
burden.
The houses and stuff.
Yeah,
burden.
Okay.
Yeah, but now.
What is their name?
We waiting
give,
on
just
Jim
give me their first
him.
Name.
His name, Darnell D. Ogan. Darnell home, but Darnell doing good. Because you know they call me the police.
So which one you need prayer for?
Donnell.
Donnell. All right. Okay. Well, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up this young man before you, Donnell. Hallelujah. God, you know every circumstance that's surrounding this particular incident, God. And we're asking you, Lord God, to touch his mother right now, comfort them, his aunt, God, and the family members, God, and everything that is has happened in this particular case, God. We're asking you to intervene, God. Give him another opportunity, God. Oh, God, and you are drawing these young people, God. You are drawing them, God, and we thank you for Shalala calling in this morning, God. We asking you to remember her in a special way, God, and we thank you for her boldness to call in and dial in and ask for prayer, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to cover her with your blood, cover her children, and you know, Messiah, cover her home, God. Bless her going out and her coming in, God. Ah, God, and we're asking you to intervene on her nephew's behalf, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord God. Yes,
hallelujah.
And when you open the prison doors, God, hallelujah, we're asking you, Lord God, to lead and direct them, God. Ah, God, we're asking you to give them a mentor, God. Ah, God, we have a young man that was on our program on Friday, Shalala, and I'm going to get him involved. These young men need mentors. You know, no Messiah. They just need some attention. Somebody, you know, no Messiah. The lover on them, God, and teach them some things, amen, hallelujah, some of them don't have father figures, amen, fathers in the home, God, it's very important, that father image in the home, hallelujah, it makes a great difference in these young men's lives, and even in the young women, amen, amen, so we're going to continue to intercede on his behalf, amen, and we're going to keep in contact. So we'll talk, okay? God bless you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for calling in. He's working right now. Hey, y'all know Messiah. Keep on calling on him. In the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, Shalala. Amen. We see area code 757. We just taking out a few minutes. Amen. I have some time to acknowledge those that's
prayer.
On the line. God bless you.
Prayer.
Area code 757.
Yes. I was calling for prayer. I had some interviews last week for some jobs. I'm going to pray that the job offer comes in on my behalf, as well as housing doors on my behalf. Thank you so much.
All right. Who am I speaking with?
Sister Ricks.
Sister Ricks?
Yes, uh-huh.
Amen. Amen. Well, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you've already heard the prayer request.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Sister Ricks need a job, God.
Yes,
you know, Messiah.
Jesus.
Gainful employment, God. God, and even the situation with our housing, God. We're touching and agreeing with her right now, God. Hallelujah.
You,
and every resume that she sent out, like, you know, Messiah. Every phone call that she's made. Amen. And every visitation that she has made on behalf of employment, God. We asking you, God, to grant her petition, God. God, you are God that hears all things, God. You are God that open up doors for God. We asking you to open up that door. Open up that door, God. And when you open it, God, hallelujah, I know she's already made preparation. She's already prepared, God. Even in the housing, God, we're asking you to bless her with housing, God. Affordable housing, God. That will meet her, meet and match her income, God. After you give her that job, God, either one, you can do one before the other, God. But guess what, God? We're asking you to do them where they'll both coincide with one another and that there will be no lack, God. We come against the spirit of worration this morning. We come against the spirit of threaten this morning. God, we're asking you to give her peace. Give her a peace where she can trust you and know that you will not ever forget about her and you'll never forsake her, God. God, you can cause the White House to grant her a job. You can cause the governor's mansion, somebody in the governor's office, hallelujah, call her. Hey, yeah, I'm going to shy you. done. It can be done. All things are possible to those that believe. These blessings in the mighty, mighty, mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When God do it, we just ask you to call back in and give us a praise report. God is going to do it. Hey, you know, no more fire. God is going to do it, Sister Rick. You know, no more fire. Your labor is not in vain. Your labor is not in vain. Keep on doing what you do. Keep on sending out your resume. Keep on filling out those applications. Hallelujah. And even if it's not something that you desire, hallelujah, you know God can put you in a position where he can take something that's undesirable and make it desirable, cause you to be the supervisor, the manager, and the director. God can do those things. Glory to God. So we thank you. Thank you for calling in this morning.
You're
amen,
thank
amen.
You.
This is a familiar number. I think this is Sister Arlene out of New York. God bless you, woman of God. Is this Sister Arlene?
Good morning.
Good morning, sweetheart. It's so good to hear you and see your number on the line. God bless you.
I'm so happy I was able to call. I don't know how come I keep missing the time frame. I keep missing the call. And this morning I'm like, it's 10 o'clock. I think I could chime in. So I'm happy. I'm for the prayer. Thank God that, you know, you're still there and, you know, praying for everybody. I really appreciate you.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for you as your daughter.
They're doing really good. My oldest one she's now a teacher in Maryland. She works for the school system in Baltimore, Maryland, so she's doing really good. She loves it. And the young one is...
I thought you had one daughter.
No, I have two. I have two.
Two? Okay.
All right. Well, the big one, she's a teacher, and the little one, this is her last year of high school. So,
good. All right, I got to graduate. My grandson, this is his last year. He'll be graduating. He's a senior also in 2015. That's a big year for us.
Mm-hmm.
He's the last one for me. Amen. Well, so good to see you on the line and to hear you. Sister Arlene, we certainly have missed you, but I understand with your work schedule and everything, you're not able to tune in all the time. But we have been having a beautiful time on the line. I tell you, we're talking about seed time and harvest and just trying to get the people ready to transition into this new year. Sometimes we ask God to take us places and do things for us, and we've never even honored the things that we previously asked for. So we just trying to get people ready, get our minds geared up. You know, the day is evil. The day is evil, and we have all kinds of things going on in our nation that's not like God. You know, even this month, you know, this Halloween thing, you see people get stores set up just for Halloween. Mm-hmm. And you'd be amazed at the money these people go and spend on Halloween costumes to go out here and glorify the devil. And I know the kids get excited because they like trick-or-treat. But we have to teach our children the meaning and the symbolism that goes along with some of these pagan holidays. We really do. And even the holiday seasons, you know, we say we're celebrating the birth of Christ, but we buy gifts for one another and nobody bring a gift to the Lord. So how are you going to celebrate somebody's birthday and you buying a gift for yourself? Well, I ain't going to get into that. That's another lesson. Amen. But
early.
God bless you.
That's early before the season even starts. You starting early.
Yes. Well, God bless you all. God bless you. Keep your mind on Jesus. Thank you, Sister Shalala, for calling in. And we thank all of our listeners that tune in, even those that are listening live on the internet. May God bless you all. Have a peaceful Sunday. Amen. And we'll see you on next week. Amen. At 3 p.m. New Orleans time. And that's 4 p.m. East Coast and 1 p.m. on the West Coast, talking about the California area. You know, I got a lot of friends in California, so I'm always thinking of California time. I still haven't gotten that time out of my system yet. After 6 months, I'm still on Cali time. Amen. Amen. So God bless you all. We pray that God will continue to anoint you all and keep you in his divine will. We're going to close out with Never Could Have Made It by Marvin Sapp. Never Could Have Made It. Sometimes I can't even find it on the switchboard. But
never
here it is. God bless you all. Have a beautiful night.
Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better, I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it. Tell them never could have made
it. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. Hallelujah.